Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. And now, play ball. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston strikes out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam misplays the ball. That's an error on Sviam. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Braggs. Walker reaches second base with a double. There goes Baines trying to get to home. Braggs throws the ball into Castillo, who relays the ball to Surhoff, who tags Baines, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Castillo. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Manrique applying the tag. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer strikes out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a pop-up towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. Gantner moves to second. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus is called out on strikes. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn now pitching. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Gielen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam is called out on strikes. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. Redus hits a line drive towards short. Sviam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braggs hits a line drive into right field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Neves scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Deer. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Deer. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviem hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sviem. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Gillen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. Manrique hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Gillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillen strikes out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 3 in the game. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 3 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Manrique moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castillo for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thigpen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yount moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 3 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Rick Manning now playing left field. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams advances to second in unknown way. Williams moves to second. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manrique strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.